very good. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Price is Right sucks.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Bob.
Even better than a stroke and a poke. The Don and Mike Show.
That's so gay.
Right.
What glorious goo.
Remember our motto today.
It's okay to hate someone as long as they're different than you.
Right, Ann Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
Right on. Stand by. We'll go to Buzz in the newsroom in a moment. How about Joe and Matt the Pollock, please, to the main studio?
Oh, goody.
Matt's not here today, I don't think.
Really? Matt the Pollock?
I haven't seen him all day.
I guess that's a testament to how important he is.
I had no idea he wasn't here. I had absolutely no idea.
Well, Joe can just read this by himself. Is Matt going to be here tomorrow to receive the birthday nude?
Yes. John is nodding his head yes in the affirmative.
We have promotional announcements that our station in Portland, Maine would like us to cut.
Oh, good.
Tomorrow you'll be a stripper pole.
Very good. Yes, a stripper pole, Matt.
Joe, why don't you just go ahead and read these? And if you're listening up at WZAN in Portland, Maine, roll tape now. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, radio friends. It's Don and Mike. Thanks for making us number one for guys in Portland on your ride home. Catch another edition of the programming this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. Hello, radio friends. It's Don and Mike. Thanks for making us number one for guys in Portland on your ride home. Catch another edition of the programming weekday Joe. Afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m.
Hold on. I believe the director has some words for you, Joe.
Just
the director.
Read it like yourself. And even though there's an E on the end of program, just say it with like the E silent.
But I was being funny.
Joe, you know funny.
Yeah.
But.
Don't try this time.
Just be yourself.
The material is strong enough.
And try to read it rapidly.
All right.
That's funny.
All the way from the top.
From the top. Hello, radio friends. It's Don and Mike. Thanks for making us
number one. No, not that rapidly. Not that. You know, just rapidly. Maybe I overstated it.
You know what he needs to do?
Swiftly.
He needs to talk with a smile in his voice.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
good direction.
Hello, radio friends.
No, do not do your impression of us doing an impression of you.
Right.
Okay.
This is Joe Ardinger. Promotional announcement for WZAN. Take one.
This is a good one.
Hello.
Printed,
this is the good one.
Wrap.
Peas grow there.
All right, Joe. Take five.
Speed.
This is Big John Studd.
That
you're listening to
Don
and
Joe. Joe actually
Bravo.
Made us laugh.
He pulled one out of the tube, but that's the worst read ever in the history. Right, God rest his soul.
I can do this.
Big John Studd.
All right.
Do we still have those tapes anywhere?
Well, we got the Big John Studd one somewhere.
Wow.
All right. Okay. Go. Let's settle down. Hello, radio friends. It's Don and Mike. Thanks for making us number one for guys in Portland on your ride home. Catch another edition of the program this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Perfect. Now, see, if they're smart, even though it's not our voices,
yes.
They'll run that.
Absolutely.
Right. That's great. Do the next one, please.
All right.
What if they're not smart?
If they're not smart, they're in the
Portland,
right business.
Portland, not Sacramento.
Impossible.
All right, here we go. Hello, radio friends. It's Don and Mike. Thanks for making us number one for guys in Portland on your ride home. Catch another edition of the program weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m.
Good.
Okay. I mean, can you picture us reading this syrupy
this
crap?
This is good. This is good.
All right.
Go ahead, Joe.
Don and Mike here reminding you that we're on the air this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. More laughs, less suckitude on your ride home.
Very good. Best yet. That was the best of all of them.
It really was perfect.
And what morons, what remedial reading and writing it is. Don and Mike here reminding you we're on the air this afternoon. Really, it sounds stupid the way it's written.
Okay, last one.
I don't mean to be so taxing.
Well,
these are great liners. Go ahead, Joe.
Don and Mike here reminding you that you're right.
That is Big John Studd. Right.
No. What's funny is, hey, Don and Mike reminding you that we're here later today.
Right. Anybody out there listening?
Yeah, it's something about the way it's written.
Anybody out there listening?
Technically, you would have to read it in unison.
Right.
Because it's Don and Mike here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Oh, then he needs another person to do it.
Well,
is there another piece of copy?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to do it with him?
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Right. There you go.
Can we get a three count?
Okay, last
Wait,
one.
Is this
guys.
The last one here,
yeah.
Don?
Last one, that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
One, two, three.
Don and Mike here, reminding you that we're on the air weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. More laughs, less suckitude on your ride home.
There you go. Let him use that.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Thank you, Joe.
And then, well, isn't there the one last
more.
One?
Oh, yeah, do the last one.
One more.
Sell it.
Go ahead. And really, this one, like your dude Walker.
Punch it.
Put some real balls into this one.
Bam. 970 WZAN, radio for men.
That was just like dude.
That was an absolute mirror.
We don't need dude anymore.
You are
a duplication of
thank
dude
you.
Walker.
You
I mean,
are. Well, I'm not retarded, but
just, yes, you are.
I like doing that stuff.
Have you heard from the Belcher today?
No.
Do you know that Roseanne is quitting her radio show, the one that the Belcher has called 8 million times,
right.
Little station in San Bernardino, California. The show was only on from 5 to 6 p.m. weekdays for the last month. What does it say? Roseanne.
She says that when we had that little clip. Yeah. She said she was stopping
Friday,
to
it.
Roseanne needed a rest and went off to Hawaii. RoseanneWorld.com says that she liked being on the radio, but the callers drag the energy out of her.
Oh. Ah. Oh, dear.
That would be a big, big gold star for the Belcher.
Wow.
That is a huge gold star for the Belcher.
Wow.
And Rosie O'Donnell, we were talking about her earlier
thank
today.
You.
Right. The Price is Right. She had her meeting this afternoon with CBS. And these are the sticking points.
Yeah.
Besides the fact.
She's got a few of those.
The sticking points are her left thigh and her right thigh.
Yeah, there it is. That's one big one. Under her arms.
First, they do the show in Los Angeles. She refuses to move to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Second, it's a money issue.
Huh. Money.
Turns out Variety Magazine says The View offered her $10 million for one more year, and she turned it down.
Wow.
She doesn't want to be away from her kids and her partner, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
She said the money is really the sticking point, and if not for the salary, she is sure that she would be offered the job.
Hmm. Really?
That's what
They've lowballed. They've made a lowball offer to her that she doesn't want to.
I believe that that's the way that everybody's going to get out of this. Is Bob Barker is going to go back and he's going to backward step on his endorsement?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to say we couldn't come together on money and the fact that it's on the West Coast and ooh. I'm on the East Coast.
And it'll end up being John O'Hurley.
That money thing, that doesn't sound like CBS.
You mean you think they might have lowballed her? They might not have done. No, not CBS.
Pair by the hour.
People, mm-hmm. People Magazine's reporting this evening that Rosie's replacement on The View may be a guy, that they may bring a guy to the cast. The two guys up for the gig so far that we know, comedian and Sex and the City alumni Mario Cantone. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, that's the guy that's like this, the kind of gay guy. Okay. It's crazy.
The bald guy?
No, not the bald guy.
He looks Mexican.
He's like a friend of Joy Behar. He's on the show all the time.
Okay.
And Ross Matthews, better known as Ross the intern on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
The guy that's got the real high voice?
That's like another effeminate, almost queer
so that's
guy.
So that's what they're looking for. They're looking like a queer eye. That's exactly what they're going
for. I also heard they're looking at John Panette.
John Panette, obese comedian.
The big, big fat comic.
Oh, God. John Panette.
Who is he?
He's a comedian. He's a big, fat comedian. You see him. I think he's not even on TV anymore, but he's an absolutely massive comedian.
I'd say he's 400 pounds if he's an actor.
Oh, easily. Wow.
Did you see the fat guy that I was telling you about that won the Britain's Got Talent show, the opera singer?
Oh, you know, yes, I did. Yeah, he and his wonderful teeth, too. Absolutely.
My God. And did you hear when Meredith Vieira said to him, and now that you've won this money, are you going to get yourself fixed up?
Yes, she did a teeth thing.
She pointed to her teeth and she said, are you going to get yourself fixed up like Simon Cowell?
What did he say? He had a weird answer, didn't he? That he was just, he ignored it. That's what he did. He ignored it. He moved right by it and said something like, this is just a dream come true. I'm just so amazing. My snaggle teeth.
But the thing that I found incredible about this is that he's a fat, really fat cell phone salesman in London, terribly shy, bullied his entire life. Turns out he's got this great talent to sing opera. He wins this competition. Right. He's on the Today Show. They say, what's the greatest thing? And he says, well, probably getting a positive statement from Simon Cowell.
Wow. Yeah, that was his big deal. That was one of his big deals.
That's all he cared about.
He's getting the money that they're paying him, the command performance before the Queen. No, it was Simon Cowell, just as popular over there as he is over here. You know, I almost called you last night, speaking of television, because last night for me was just a terrible television night. I mean, it's very hard to find anything. Mm-hmm. And I know that you go deep as far as, the DirecTV searching and searching and searching.
And also when I pick my nose.
Mm-hmm. You go deep. And a few other things as well.
Yes.
I found on the learning
only channel, when I'm wearing a glove.
You might have seen this because you've seen everything on
TLC.
On TLC.
What is it?
I eat 33,000 calories a day.
Calories a day. Yes. It's the story of
my God.
Four more morbidly obese people.
Oh, my God.
It's
and
a winner.
I mean, they turned themselves, God love them, they turned themselves completely over to the cameras, and it was truly an amazing, amazing show.
I'm telling you that the ratings don't reflect the fact, especially now when you're in this doldrum time where the only thing that's on TV is like America's Got Talent or Last Comic Standing. How many people go to Discovery?
Oh, yeah.
To TLC.
And, you know, it grabs you because you're looking at the guide, and you're just looking at a title that you want to grab.
Right.
And when I saw I eat 33,000 calories a day, I had to go over there.
And you're probably like me. The first time I saw that show, I thought, literally, how much would you have to eat to eat 33,000 calories a day?
And what's fantastic is they bring out, for one guy, they bring out for this huge guy that's bedridden, of course, they bring out in one sitting all the food that he's eaten. Because they all say things.
Yes.
They really say things like 2,000 to 3,000. How much do you think you eat? I think I eat 2,000 to 3,000 calories a day.
3,000 calories
and they
a
bring,
day.
And the thing that's funny is they bring the food out to show the people how much they eat in a day. And some of them react the way they are supposed to say, oh, my God. But really, the overwhelming majority of them, when they see that, the one guy, you hear this, and I said, did he fart? And Carla said, no, that's the sound of him pulling the table closer to him. And he dug in, and there were like four steaks, 16 sausage, egg, and cheese bagels, a bucket of chicken, 14 candy bars, and he proceeded, and then they just show him.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs.
And they have the super close-ups of him taking the sausage with the egg and folding it inside the bread and having the yolk run down his chin.
Yeah.
It was, how does that not grab you when you see it on the guy? I eat 33,000 calories a day.
There.
Amazing.
Have you seen The American Chopper? I think it's, as long as we're talking TLC.
Right.
I think it's part two of the Hewlett-Packard build. I'm not really sure.
Is that where you have to go now to get The American Chopper? Because I haven't seen it on
First
any of the
First runner
high-def
on
stuff.
TLC. It's okay. On tonight, as a matter of fact, at 9 o'clock.
Oh, good. All right. There's a go-to.
They're building, it's not Hewlett-Packard. They're building a bike for some guitar manufacturer.
Okay.
And it's got to be, not Gibson, it's got to be, it's like Peavey or something.
Peavey. Yeah. P-E-A-V-E-Y.
Right. So it's a motorcycle that's got an actual guitar on in a little like sack on the side of the motorcycle,
which is a nice detail.
And you know, we figured after talking to them all this. So anyway, the greatest thing that I've seen recently on American Chopper is Paul Sr.'s getting pissed at the guys outside, or the guys outside are getting pissed at Paul Sr. in his office.
Right.
He picks up one of these guitars and throws it through the plate glass window to where the guys are working on the motorcycle. The guy, Rick, the guy that one of the worker guys.
One of the real worker bees, guy with a little goatee.
They show it in slow motion. A piece of the window, about, it's got to be 2 inches in diameter, came flying at him and hit him right below his neck. And he's standing there going, hey, you realize that thing could have got me in the jugular, could have killed me.
Did it actually go into his skin, the piece?
No,
it just bounced off
of him? It bounced off, and they showed Paul Sr. saying, oh, you're an effing pussy. You're a big pussy.
Oh,
come
God.
On, Rick. And then they go
back. So they're tweaking up the violence on the show. Now I'm watching.
They go back in slow motion, and you see from the camera behind where, as he throws the guitar through the window, it's just glass everywhere. And one big gigantic asteroid, like in slow motion, comes right at Rick, and it goes.
And they do it in slow-mo.
Oh,
do you think now on that show they've got a crew that cleans up that? I mean, do you think that they kind of, I mean, it's real anger. I know it's real anger. But they're getting, if they're, this is a good sign if they're getting a little more ballistic on the show, because everybody likes to watch that.
Here's the other thing that they did. The a senior in this episode, well, he has miniature donkeys, too.
Does he really?
Yeah. Yeah. And he brought the boys out to help clean the stalls, to muck the stalls, because he thought it would be a good bonding experience.
What the hell does he have miniature donkeys for?
So they're putting all the donkey crap into a big red wagon, which is on the back of an ATV.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're driving the crap around, Paulie Jr. is driving the ATV left, right, so much that the cart, the metal cart full of the donkey crap, turns over.
Oh. Like right in the middle of Paul Sr.'s nice yard?
It overturns, and rather than get mad, you see Paul Sr. go over and start just stomping on this wagon. I mean, they just start destroying it.
Because they know that's what sells, baby.
And Paul Sr., his girlfriend, is standing there, and she's on camera all the time this year.
Oh, good.
And she says, have you seen her?
Yeah, she's handsome.
I wonder,
I wouldn't say it to his face.
I've wondered what Elvira's been doing. She says,
always head to toe in black leather.
Yeah, she's standing there, and she says, see, what Paul Sr. doesn't realize is, look, there's donkey crap going all over.
Yeah.
And really, in the entire front of their house.
So she's on it now a lot? She's on it more than
she's on the show more. She was not on the ATV, but
good.
They destroyed an ATV and destroyed this gigantic wheelbarrow thing full of donkey stuff.
Because they probably get reimbursed for all that crap.
Probably.
You know? I mean, they just have these meltdowns. I think they're now encouraged to misbehave.
The Tuttles really are the greatest.
The Tuttles.
The Tuttles.
The Tuttles.
Hi, Buzz.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, for goodness sakes, you got news coming out your wazoo, don't you?
I do, as a matter of fact, and we'll start shortly.
Okay, get a plug. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.